They decided to dig in and do it themselves. B4RN, which they pronounce as Barn, is a not-for-profit co-op that brings some of the fastest internet speeds in the UK to rural England. There's some high-tech equipment involved, but the most important tools? Shovels. Plenty of cake and a whole lot of helping hands. We reach Chris Condor, founding member of Barn, at her farmhouse in Ray.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
What does Barn provide?
Barn provides a 1,000 megabit, which is a gigabit, symmetrical broadband through a fibre to every home.
How many homes at this stage?
Just short of 1,500. We should hit 1,500 this week or next week.
How did you get started? What was the impetus for this?
We were just desperate. A lot of our area can't get mobile signal. They can't even get dial-up because the lines are so long and crackly and damaged. So they're virtually cut off from the world. They can't even get terrestrial television in some areas. So these are the people who all banded together, because the more people you've got, the easier it becomes. And we all dug it in ourselves. We raised the money ourselves. We bought all the duct, bought all the fibre, and just dug it in.
Why did you decide to go with fibre?
Because we'd already run Wi-Fi networks for many years, but lots of people, we couldn't actually see them, and you've got to have line of sight to get the signal to them, and it was just too difficult. There were constant upgrades. If there were power fluctuations, you lost whole links of your chain. It was the best we could do at the time, and we did try satellites as well. But in the end, we all came to the same conclusion. If we're going to do it, let's do it once and do it right, and that's what we did.
Louise indicated in the introduction, and this was not exaggeration for effect, you dug the trenches, laid the fiber, and connected the houses in the community. It really was a hands-on kind of process.
Yes, it's been done by volunteers, and the majority of them are senior citizens. They're retired, but they're still fit and healthy. They wanted something to do. They wanted to help themselves and the community and the next generation. So it was just a perfect project for them to get involved with. And it means it's affordable because all the costs are cut. The main cost in getting the fibre in are the civils, and everybody can wield a spade. We've got ladies with crowbars. We've got an 80-year-old in one of our villages at the moment digging through a garden to get the duct to her house. She couldn't do it. Some of the neighbours would have helped her, but she said, oh, no, my dear, I can do that. And she's on with it. She's doing it. And that's the whole ethos of it. It's JFDI. Just flip and do it.
How many miles of cable, or fibre, rather, have you laid?
At the last count, it was about 500, so I would say we're about to 600 miles of it now.
Were there any regulatory impediments to this, Chris?
No. No, we go on private land, we go through farmers' fields. The majority of the farmers actually dig it themselves if they've got a digger. If not, they pay contractors, and then they take the money they've paid the contractors in shares in the company. So it's done for shares, and the money is raised in shares from the people who can't dig. So, you know, if you can't dig, you tend to buy shares, and if you want to dig, then you can earn money for digging in shares. So it's all very democratic, and it all seems to work. Well, it's worked for us anyway.
What might be the biggest challenge you faced over the last several years?
The biggest challenge we faced? Trying to access government support and help, basically, because they keep saying they're going to support rural areas and do it, but they don't. Getting hold of seed cord loans or grants or any support at all, even if it's just with highways, you know, to rush things through highways and get permissions sorted without having to pay a fortune and waste a lot of time to cross a road or whatever. You know, there's all sorts of ways government can support these community initiatives, but it doesn't seem to happen at the moment. We're just hoping, you know, our project sets a precedent that shows if you enable people to help themselves, then they will do, but you've got to enable them to do it, and government could support that way. Soft loans would be great, so that you don't have to scratch around trying to find pennies to get your business started. You know, if you had a loan that wasn't very demanding on its payback terms, you know, like a 25-year loan, you could really get cracking and do it a lot quicker than we've done it. It's taken us 3 years to get to this stage where we're a sustainable business now with enough customers to pay our way and pay our loans back and shares back. But it's all been raised from the community with no help from government.
We have just about a minute left. Have you been getting a lot of inquiries like ours? Because there are certainly a lot of people...
Masses. We can't deal with all the inquiries that we get. So we tend to pile them all into what we call Showtel days. Our biggest supplier of duct and fibre, Mtel, they hold these days 4 times a year. And we just compile a list of everybody who's inquired. And they come to those days and we hit them all in one go with the information that they want. Rather than spend, you know, week after week explaining singly to people, we get them all together in a group and we do a big full day and show them the network and explain how it's done, and then they go away and modify it and start to plan their own networks, and they come from all over the country.
Chris, thank
Australia
you.
Australia even wants to do it,
Watch for some Nova Scotians, because there's certainly people who have been listening this morning who are affected by the same thing.
Chris, well, they'll be more than welcome. More than welcome.
Thank you very much, Chris.
If we can do it, they can do it.
Exactly. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Chris Condor is a founding member of Barn, a not-for-profit co-op that provides high-speed internet to residents of rural northern England. By the way, here on Information Morning, we are always interested in rural issues and stories from small communities. This is part of our ongoing occasional series, Rural Rec. If you have stories to tell, send an email to infomorning.halifax@cbc.ca or use our hashtag RuralSOS on Twitter.